Hello.
Welcome, welcome to Why Is Harriet Crying, the podcast.
The podcast. The, I like
Why Is Harriet Crying, the podcast, as opposed to the movie. The movie of Harriet's life.
We should make a movie. Why Is Harriet Crying, the movie?
I'll write it.
Yeah, okay. I don't believe you will.
And it's just a series of pranks being done on you.
No, like Jackass, but I'm oblivious.
When was the last time anyone pranked you?
Not for a while. There was a stage when a few people really got into pranking me because I think the problem is I react.
Yeah.
And you have to not react, but I can't not react.
What was the prank?
Just Adam Larter used to jump out at me all the time and then I'd scream and then...
You know what you've done? You've triggered that whole thing again because Darren Maskell might hear this. And he was one of the ringleaders of saying you lived in New York.
That was a big prank when everybody said I lived in New York and then family members didn't know I'd moved there. It was on...
They all assumed you had.
They thought I had. There was a shout out on Radio 2.
Was there?
Good luck in New York, Harriet. Got out of hand.
There was a Photoshop picture of the Statue of Liberty with your head on it.
Yep. Happened.
But you used that.
No, but that was I think that was before that. I don't know. Anyway, it all went wrong because then every time I'd write something, someone would say, "Hope all's going well in New York," or "Oh no, how can you do that if you're in New York?"
Elliot, didn't know this you're is back. This is the goodbye to Harriet special episode because she's going to New York.
No, stop. Don't bring it back. Don't bring back the rumour. It's very stressful because it's very hard to deny when literally everybody piled on.
No, you
on
just
Facebook.
Need to, all you need to do is have a picture of you with today's newspaper in London.
Every day.
Like under the London Eye.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, that's all you had to do.
That's all I had to do every day. Go to London Eye with the paper and take
with
a picture.
The Times. Yeah,
and get someone to take a picture of me. I don't know why I didn't think of that. In future, if I get pranked by
with the same prank.
Many people online, they're saying I'm in New York, that is exactly what I'm going to do. It all makes sense now.
I can't remember the last time I've been. I don't think I've been pranked.
You don't react, so you're not very good to prank because you just go like, yeah, like react. Yeah. You're very like.
I'd react if someone pranked me on like one of those hidden camera shows.
I would love to prank you.
Yeah, but...
We should start pranking each other.
No.
Why is Harriet pranking?
Have you seen Tim Robinson's new series? I think.
No, I do want to see it.
Yeah, it's good.
Because the first series was good. But is it fake pranks?
Sit back.
You're not comfortable. I know I got the better sofa because it's more firm. Yours is quite squishy, so you could just fall back into it. That was a visual. Sorry, I didn't know you were attached to Elliot. Sorry.
Can you still hear me, Elliot?
Sorry, Elliot's whole head moved because of the,
is this cool?
The wires attached. You don't look relaxed, actually. I thought you'd be relaxed.
I've been relaxing a lot recently, actually, because I've had 10 days on my own in isolation.
I know. Tell everybody what happened, because it's really, it's actually quite a sad story.
I was supposed to go to Red Richardson, former guest of this podcast, his wedding, Red and Rosie's wedding.
Can you believe it? Red got married.
Can you believe
somebody
Red Richardson?
Somebody married Red. Can you believe it?
He's happily married.
Yeah, it's mad.
But I was supposed to go to his wedding, and... I was coming back from Bulgaria, and one person on my flight, apparently within 2 meters of me, tested positive for COVID. So they said I had to isolate for the full 10 days rather than the normal 5. So I had to just sit at home.
After you'd already isolated for 5 days,
after
you
I'd done
had
that,
to isolate for another 5 days because you'd already been isolating.
And also for 3 of those days, I was allowed to self-administer a PCR test and take it halfway across the city and on public transport. Not entirely sure how that works.
But why did you take it so far?
Because that's the nearest drop-off point for it.
Oh my God,
I'm currently living in West London briefly, so I had to take it to Hampstead Heath for once.
On the bus?
For one day, on the tube,
just spreading,
on the
just
train.
Spreading your
yeah,
germs
just like
everywhere.
Breathing everywhere.
But they make you do it.
They
so
make you
had
do it.
Do
they're
do
like,
it.
This is where you have to go. Because they don't pick it
oh
up
my
from
God.
You. That's at Hampstead Heath and then once the old Brompton Road. It was really nice to explore new parts of the city.
You're not meant to be doing that though if you're in quarantine.
Anyway, I had 4 negative tests in 10 days, so I wasn't. But it was a shame I missed the wedding, which seemed like it was a lot of good fun, except you left
really
a day early.
Sad. Yeah, well...
just hit it too hard, didn't you?
Hit it too hard. And the weather was really bad. Because it would have been so nice because we just would have explored, but the weather was really bad and the drive took forever. And also, you guys weren't all there.
I wasn't. Oh, yeah, because good old Johnny Pelham.
Johnny Pelham also, and Sophie also had to isolate. It's never ending.
Everyone's getting pinged right now.
Everyone's getting pinged. But I have to say, I don't know if I trust the pings. Well, look, I'm not anti-mask. I believe in COVID. Okay, I believe in coronavirus 2019.
But you don't believe in the pings.
I don't think the pings are right because I know so many people that have been pinged and then they stay at home for 10 days and none of them develop coronavirus. So they're all just staying in for no reason. Whereas if you take a test every day during that period, then you'd know if you got it or not. And I'm sure there's a scientist that's going to say you could have it and then it wouldn't know and then you'd pass it on. And that's true. But there's so many people I know that are isolating for what seems to be no reason apart from preventing global death, which is a good thing.
Like a lot more people are getting pinged, I guess, because we're not in lockdown anymore and we're out and about.
Yeah.
So I think it's probably spreading quite fast, like that variant of it. But I think it's it's very scattergun the approach, because I think the pings when it just comes up on the NHS app, that's all anonymous data, so they don't know who you actually are.
Yeah.
So I don't think you might be legally obliged to, but they can't enforce that. But whereas with me, they had my name, my email, my phone number. So they emailed me, they texted me, then they called me to make sure I was doing okay. Twice they called me and they're like, it was like they'd been given a script on how to ask someone if they're doing okay. So they were just doing it.
Sunil Patel, are you okay?
Well, thank you so much for isolating. You're doing it for the good of the country. It's also your legal obligation. If you have any mental health problems, call. If you need help with your shopping, call. So yeah, so there is stuff and there is help if you need like someone to do your shopping for you.
Nice,
but it's fine.
Did you go a bit mad?
No, I had an absolutely delightful time.
It didn't seem like you did.
I was having a great time.
You always try and act like you're fine, but I think actually you had a miserable time.
I think you're projecting.
Because we kept calling you and you seemed glum.
I wasn't glum.
You were glum and sad to miss out on the wedding.
I was glum and sad when I found out I had to miss the wedding when I spoke to you.
Yeah.
Obviously, it was quite sad.
Yeah, I was sad.
And but I bought a Lego Land Rover and a Lego Ducati.
Okay.
And I was really looking forward to them. But then, still in their boxes, because I just watched Line of Duty for like 6 days.
Yeah. So would you say you're depressed?
I looked up symptoms of depression and anxiety.
Oh, that is a sign.
I did. I looked it up because I was like,
this is so sad.
Not for me, but I was like, what is
it? Someone else. You weren't seeing anybody.
What even is depression and anxiety and how do the symptoms? And it's all quite vague, the online quizzes I did. But apparently I'm fine.
Sunil, this is what I think is the problem, is that it's mimicking, we're being forced to act like we have depression. Like, even if we're mentally healthy, we're going through all the things that depression makes you do, which
is you
like,
can have
stay
sad
inside,
days.
Not see your friends.
Oh, I see, right, yeah.
Be isolated, like...
Yeah, it's not helpful, is it?
Not know what's going on, like it does all the things, so it acts like you have depression, which is
confusing.
And
for the people who actually have, like, clinical depression...
It's depression on depression.
But is it better because then other people are depressed as well?
Maybe if you're a psychopath, then you'd be like, well, at least everyone's depressed.
No, but then people have an understanding of it a bit more. They're like, oh, yeah, it's pretty shit.
Yeah, maybe. I can't believe you did that test. That's the most open you've ever been.
Oh, well, but then I also did the primal astrology test. And I did a lot of tests for a day because Harriet, Bobby and Helen Bauer were driving down to the wedding and they called me a few times during the journey. I guess.
Yeah, to keep you company because you were clearly depressed.
Chat was a bit thin on the ground in that car.
No, we chatted the whole way, actually. It was really nice.
About what? Primal astrology.
No, on the way back, I was feeling a bit car sick. And then Helen perked me up by talking about Royal Housewives the whole way back.
Bobby must have loved that journey. Poor old Bobby driving 5 hours to Devon. But Helen told us about the primal astrology signs.
Oh my God. So Jade Adams told us originally.
Oh, Jade did, yeah.
And then she did our primal astrology signs. So if you want to know your primal astrology signs, you go on primal astrology website. I think you just Google primal astrology. I think I've made it more complicated. Yeah. Basically, just look it up. And then Elliot, we need to do yours. You find out. Do you want to do yours while
we're doing
this?
Do you want to do yours now?
Okay, yeah. So Helen was a catfish, which makes so much sense.
I don't know what it is, but they don't know what that entails. Like, you're not just...
Yes, we read it all. And
yeah,
then
but
it
can
said
you tell them?
She was a hyperactive child.
Oh, yeah.
And
it
said she was aggressive. It said all these things that were just
aggressive,
words you would use
child.
To describe her.
But then,
and then it said she acts confident, but underneath she's really scared.
That's everyone.
It was so sad, but it was really made me understand Helen.
What are you?
I am a toucan.
What does a toucan do?
A toucan is just what it says on the tin, really. Just toucaning about.
No, that's not, it's going not it. Around, Elliot, you're going to have to look up the toucan as well.
Just being a toucan around the place. And then, but then...
No, right, what is it? Okay, you're not so toucaning like, about the place.
It's, I don't know, but it said, should do creative things. And should
you should be
creative.
You should do some creative things. You should do some creative things, yeah. Please.
But then I don't really remember. But they said it was spot on.
Who?
I don't really
other
remember
people?
What it said. Helen and Jay were like, oh my God, this is so like you. But then I don't remember.
But then
what it said.
I did, because I'm Jordan has moved in with me briefly for a couple of weeks. And we did his, and his said he was incredibly aggressive.
Well, maybe underneath Jordan is incredibly aggressive. Maybe. Sometimes on stage he can be quite aggressive.
That's true. What did it say about me? It said I was a pretty cool, chill guy.
And when I worked at the NHS and then Jordan worked there afterwards, he said he kept finding pictures of my face and it was really annoying.
That's aggressive.
That's quite aggressive.
That's quite aggressive.
So, to be fair, someone had put stickers everywhere of my face.
Was this another prank?
It was a prank. He got pranked and he does not like being pranked. What was yours?
Dolphin.
Exactly. The rapist of the sea.
The rapist of the sea. There we go. Elliot, have you got yours?
Yes.
What is it?
I'm peaceful, reserved, and intelligent.
What animal?
Doesn't matter.
No.
Doesn't matter.
Come on.
A tortoise.
That's
a
fine.
Tortoise!
That's nice.
That's lovely.
That is true, though. You are peaceful, reserved.
Yeah.
Peaceful, reserved, and what?
Intelligent.
It's true, you are intelligent.
Peaceful, reserved, and intelligent.
No, okay, so this is weird. So, Sunini, I always call
her... This is Harriet's best friend.
I always call her a sloth because she moves really slowly.
Yeah.
Guess what animal she was?
Sloth.
A sloth. And there's so many animals, and she could have been any of the animals, and she's a sloth.
There are a lot of animals.
It doesn't make any sense. Bobby was an ant, though. That was one that we didn't really...
Yeah, what
didn't
is it?
Really see
I mean, is it basically there's a lot of online quizzes you can do and you'll find the answer you want there.
But he was premature, so I think maybe he was the wrong one. We should have looked at the one 3 months later.
He was three months premature? Really? Oh, is that how it works?
Yeah, he's got scars.
No, that's
I
how
don't
it
know
works.
How astrology works, but it didn't quite sum him up very
three
well.
3 months later is a panther.
A panther? That seems more Bobby.
Or it could be a walrus or a stingray.
It could be anything in that range.
No, no. It's very spookily accurate. If you do it about people,
it's
you
not
know.
The personality of the animal.
It's the personality of the person. But the like, it all makes sense. Like, you're a dolphin. You talk about dolphins.
No,
you're
I've never talked about dolphins. I'm not dolphin.
You are dolphin. Like, you always like.
You just call me the rapist of the sea. I don't even like the sea. I don't like getting in the sea.
Neither. How do you know dolphins do? That's just where they get plonked. You don't know
they
that
get
they
plonked.
Like it.
They are mammals.
They're you love mammals.
No, but they don't belong in the sea. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe they're actually. Are they? I guess they're not that still. You're quite still, but they don't move their arms very much. They don't really have arms.
They're flippers. They use them a lot to balance. But I don't know what personality is of that. I can't remember, but it was like everyone said it was spot on.
Yeah, it was spot on.
So then I did another test online where it said I was a magician. Basically, I was just bored and I did a lot of personality tests online. And it turns out I'm just doing great.
I had a lovely time at the wedding. It was really nice.
Yeah?
Yeah, we did miss you, but
but nevertheless,
lovely.
You had a great
nevertheless,
time.
Nevertheless, soldiered on.
You were there to have a good time.
Soldiered on, had a really nice time. Yeah, it was lovely. But no, it was sad what happened to you.
No, it's fine. I had a nice weekend at the Seaside Hastings Festival last
Hastings?
Week. It's really nice, yeah. It's actually quite a nice place. I was not expecting it.
That seems rude to people of Hastings.
I think they know
there's
parts of it. we were there with a few other comedians for the festival. And a friend of ours has moved down there, Nick Ellery. And he moved there in lockdown. And he's absolutely found his feet there.
That's so nice.
He knows there's a sourdough bakery, of course, and he knows them by first name. And we went by to pick up his daily loaf, or weekly, I don't know. And they were like, we've run out.
You're a loaf a day.
a loaf of sourdough. Day. And they were like, oh, Nick, come on in. It was all very like neighborly. And then he was like, you got any loaves left? And they're like, no, but I was going to give this one to my mum. But you can have it. That's how nice they are.
Did he take it?
Yeah,
he shouldn't have taken it.
He took,
it was
he took their mum's loaf. He's like, yeah, I'll have that. Cheers.
I don't know if they're going to be friends for long with that kind of behaviour.
Yeah.
That's so nice. I was meant to go to Hastings, but then they cancelled all
the
shows.
Yeah, your venue got cancelled, didn't it?
Yeah, cancelled.
Shame, because if they could have done it 2 weeks later, you'd have been able to.
Absolutely fine, yeah.
Good for me, though, because a half full room is a sellout.
That's weird. So you
so
feel popular.
Good.
Yeah, that's
good.
Really good. You told me you have a show and it was great.
Yeah,
You said, and then I said, oh no, what went wrong? Because
you thought I was being sarcastic.
Yeah, I couldn't.
No, it was really fun. I mean, I wasn't like, because I haven't had a chance to do much stand up since we open again in May.
You keep being quarantined.
I keep being quarantined. I haven't got depression. Loads of comedians are depressed anyway. They manage to do loads of comedy.
Yeah, no, that's fine. But then you're suggesting that you're depressed.
No, I'm saying I haven't had many chances to do any new material or like really push myself to do anything new. So doing it like trying to do an hour of new stuff was really fun, actually.
Did you do an hour of new stuff or did you do 15 minutes of
I basically did half an hour of new, 15 minutes of old, and then I asked the barman, please can we shut the bar now and finish the show?
A classic Sunil hour.
Alan, we got to knock it on the head soon, haven't we? Because of bylaws. And he was like, yeah, fine. So we just had to finish.
Give the people what they want.
Knocking it on the head at 45. That's what they want.
Saying you have depression, but I think it's good that you're opening up, and I think it's good that you've admitted that you did a quiz.
That's not opening up. I just said I did a quiz.
Yeah, but I think you've never admitted you might have like feel sad before or low.
I know. Everyone feels sad at points. I'm just saying I'm not depressed.
Okay, yeah. Just interesting you did a quiz. Just interesting.
It was on the NHS website. It's part of the COVID thing.
Oh, to see if you are depressed and have COVID. That would be a bad day.
Do you need extra help? So I clicked on it because I was bored.
Yeah.
And it was you're doing great. Just kidding. What?
Elliot's not convinced.
I was just bored. I was in isolation for 10 days. Yeah, I had nothing else to do.
That is a long time.
Line of Duty's good, though. Do enjoy that.
Yeah, I did think about coming and waving at you, but...
No, absolutely not worth it. And also, the view doesn't really work. It's quite high up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Could have just gone on the bus with you, really. You're just going everywhere you wanted to go.
Yeah. I didn't mind.
I just remembered a prank that happened to me. Mm-hmm. This just happened yesterday. I got an email from my agent saying, because I'm doing some filming next week, and they were like, just to check, we know that you're allergic to bananas, but can you not have bananas? Does the whole set have to be banana free? And I'm not actually allergic to bananas, but then I looked at the thing and they've got this thing that I think Bobby wrote ages ago, that when you do filming you have to send like your allergies. So it says my allergies, it says raw fruit and vegetables and nuts,
bananas,
and then it says no snakes or bananas.
Snakes.
So I don't know how many production companies this has been sent to, but this one flagged it and they were clearly like, we're fine, there's no snakes.
Who wrote that down?
I think Bobby wrote it like a year ago sent it as a joke, and then the agents have just used it and they sent it to everybody, and then this one came back because they were like, oh my god, there might be bananas on the premises, but the truth is I'm just a bit afraid of bananas.
But that's raw fruit.
I'm actually fine with bananas because it's got a thick skin, so I'm actually fine. It's a fear thing with bananas, but I can't make a whole set
You're scared
be banana
of bananas.
Free
You're scared
I'm
of bananas.
Scared of bananas.
Why?
I don't trust them, and I don't like
move.
The texture. They,
but you can eat
they're
them.
They're slippery. I could if I wanted, but I won't.
What about a nice banana milkshake?
That's fine. Oh. It's the peeling and the texture and the sliding on them. It's too much.
Every time we talk about it, I find out new things about your allergies.
Thank you.
And other ways to kill you.
Just collating information that you can use.
I'll record and listen
future.
Back to this. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that is a nice prank.
Yeah, really good prank. I don't know how many companies have received it and just thought that I put no snakes.
But you're not allergic to snakes.
No, I know I'm not. It doesn't make any sense.
You just don't like them.
I would really like it if there wasn't a snake there because I would get afraid, but I'm not going to die unless it bit me.
Are you scared of snakes?
Really scared of snakes and bananas.
Write that down, Elliot.
Why?
And bananas.
Why?
No reason.
If you prank me with a snake, I will lose my
shit. One snake and one banana.
I won't know where to go.
A snake and a banana. Good title for a podcast.
A snake and a banana walk into a room. What happens?
I'd be scared if a snake and a banana walked into a room.
Oh, God. That would be the worst. If a banana just rolled in. I would
but
hate that
roll.
So much.
I didn't know you were scared of bananas, but that's
I
nice.
Really don't like bananas.
I'm not scared of any fruit or veg.
What about carrots?
I'm not scared of any fruit or veg. I've said it. Try and prank me now.
Yeah, you don't eat very much. You don't eat many vegetables.
I eat vegetables every day.
What vegetables did you eat yesterday?
Salad. Salad. I had a bag of salad.
You didn't.
Yes, I did.
With what?
And some mushrooms and some tomatoes.
Who are you? That's not you.
What do you think I eat?
Did you learn this on the NHS website?
You've got to eat vegetables?
Yeah.
What? No, I had chicken with pancetta, tomatoes and mushrooms, and then I had a side salad and some pasta.
At home?
Yes, at home.
You
think
before.
I eat croissants?
I think what? You eat 3 croissants a day, and then you have
I did
some
one
Huel.
Podcast about croissants, and now you think that's all I eat.
And then you have some Huel, and then you fast for
I don't have any
20
Huel.
Hours,
I don't
and
fast
then
for
you
20
eat
hours.
An English breakfast.
I had, there's some very interesting breakfasts in Bulgaria.
Really?
Yeah, I was, they gave me a, for breakfast, I don't know what they normally have there, but one of them was just a club sandwich with an egg.
A club sandwich with an egg for breakfast?
An egg on top of the sandwich.
I wouldn't like that. You know me, I'm very specific about what foods when. That's a lunch meal. That's not a breakfast meal. It's not a dinner meal either.
You can eat anything whenever you want.
No, but I like a hot meal for dinner. And this is something that Bobby and Helen learned very quickly when we got to Devon, and a lot of the restaurants shut by 8.
But what is your issue with like missing a hot meal at dinner? What happens?
I've never done it and I couldn't.
I'm going to make you do it. I'm going to prank you. I'm going to prank you. I'm going to turn off all the gas.
It. It won't be worth it for you.
Why?
Because I'll be so angry.
I won't be here. I'll just put you in a box.
No. What box? Put me in a box.
I think you'd be fine. I think it's all in the head.
I wouldn't. No. Actually, I was fine because I ate an afternoon sandwich after I'd had lunch. And then the only place we could find was pizza. But then I didn't actually like the pizza, so I only had a bit of pizza. But psychologically,
that wasn't even a hot meal.
If I hadn't have had the pizza, then I would have panicked.
Yeah, but how does this panic matter?
I'll be like, I won't be able to sleep because I haven't had a hot meal. Like, you know, I like to be prepared. I like to be
That's
prepared.
That's your, you've got anxiety.
Yeah. What, you,
you, I read what that on the NHS website.
Yeah. Yeah, I do have anxiety. I like
to
prepare.
You have to plan.
I think about every worst thing that could happen and then I prepare for it. So
why not just
happen.
Let the world, why not just let it happen? Just
every bad
flow.
Thing just happen. No,
not every
you.
Bad
I'll
thing.
Just
good things
it.
As well. Sometimes you might find out that you're stronger than you actually are.
Yeah, well, sometimes I won't have dinner. I can't risk it because I won't be able to sleep. I'll be too panicked.
But
some people can just sleep even though they haven't had dinner and I just can't. And also I need a lot of water, so I have to stock up on water.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that the other day because I bought 2 drinks and I was like, this is too many drinks. But that's how many you have like every hour.
2 or 3 drinks, yeah.
How many drinks in your bag?
Lots of drinks. At the moment I have a water and a coffee going. Because coffee
actually,
dehydrates
yeah.
you and water hydrates you.
Yeah. No, it's good for you. Good skin.
Thank you very much.
I have as well.
Why is yours though?
Jeans or something, I don't know. What?
I don't know, it's just funny. Yeah. Do you use moisturiser?
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, you do. What moisturiser do you use? Kiehl's.
No. No, I use some cheap
Nivea
stuff.
For men.
Cheap stuff from Boots.
Lynx Africa.
No. CeraVe.
Oh, yeah, that's not that cheap.
Is you get 3 for 2 or something?
Wow, pretty good. Pretty good. 3 for 2. Yeah, good.
Yeah, thanks.
Bobby, can you make Bobby moisturise?
No.
He had shave the other day where they, it was so sweet, they gave him
a facial. Turkish shaves.
They burned his ears and they burned his nose and he came out and his skin was like glowing and he was so happy.
Yeah, it's amazing. Like when you get, I rarely like get my beard and hair done on time. It's always overgrown when I go in.
Yeah,
I've been doing it regularly for the last like month and it's like, oh. It's actually smarter, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was so happy. They did point it into a bit of an Aladdin, like, you
That's
know,
how
like,
they
goatee,
like, it.
Like
That's what they do
Jafar.
Like this. Like, yeah, to give
yeah,
it some
so
shape.
I had to cut that off.
Why?
Because I didn't like it.
You didn't want Jafar?
I just didn't like the Jafar. Like, Jafar's a baddie.
He had a little pointy bit.
He had a pointy bit at the end, yeah, and I didn't really like it, so I cut it off. Okay. Yeah, then I told my dad about Bobby's beard shave. My dad was like, I've always wanted one of those. And he really wanted one.
I suppose
so,
they're quite hard to find in Kent, but
I think
they're everywhere
they don't
here,
have them
aren't
in Canterbury, but I didn't even know they... I'd never even heard of it.
Send him to that... There's like a really nice one in central London that you can go to.
Yeah, I think they should go together. You should go too.
I'm fine.
Okay, just Bobby and my dad.
Well, I've got places I go for the beard, which is basically the nearest
places,
place before a gig where I look scruffy.
Yeah, perfect. Good that you got that sorted. So you're moving...
couple of days. Moving near you in a couple of days.
We need to plan.
Finally,
some
after
fun.
7 months. Yeah, well, we can now.
Great. Are you excited?
I am excited to finally not be homeless for the first time
Helen
since
said
September.
You weren't very happy in Acton.
I don't really like the area because I don't know it and I don't know any of my friends there.
Yeah, it seemed
there.
Like you were really putting on a front about the mini golf next door, and you were like, "It's great. There's mini golf next door. We can all and you can drink a beer while you mini golf.
You can have a lager and play mini golf. That's pretty good."
Yeah, and then I realised it was a defence. you just kept going.
You got to make the best of a situation.
Yes, and then I realised that it was a defence, and actually you didn't really like being an actor on your own.
No, I like being on my own, but not in Acton.
You're quite a social creature.
I liked being on my own, but not in Acton.
So much. You did a test to see if you got excited to your
depression. Then Jordan moved in. Everything's been fine since then.
Oh, okay. That's nice. Yeah.
So he's been around for a couple of weeks. So I've been fine, actually.
What's his prime astrology again?
Rhinoceros.
Oh, my God. What? I can see that.
Why?
The rhinoceros and the dolphin. Together at last.
Right, that's not this on the head.
Okay.
Right.
We're gonna go.
Cheers.
Okay. Have you got anything coming up? Any shows?
I'll look out for Back Chat on the Dave Facebook channel, I think
it
should be out in a couple
of
weeks. Yeah, Harriet's in it.
I play someone obsessed with Sunil.
Yeah, she's really funny in
just
it, actually.
Just your own personal experience.
Sort of improv-based comedians given characters to play, and I'm a radio host dealing with that. So that's out soon. And that's it.
I'm going to the Edinburgh Festival. If anyone lives in Edinburgh.
It's
in
back.
August. It's back, baby.
What dates are you doing?
I think it'll be the same as before. 13th to the 18th at the Monkey Barrel. Woohoo!
I might go on holiday.
Yeah, come up. Goodbye.
Bye.